this first one, Nancy Elwood asked us to pray for her. She has COVID and a very high blood sugar content, 300 and something.
Wow.
Which she says is caused by the steroid that she was given, which always drives the blood sugar
it
up.
It does.
And she said she'd ask for the that big long word, and the doctor just wouldn't give it to her. He gave her a steroid shot. Still, she cannot get her sugar down. So we want to remember Nancy this morning. And then we want to pray for the family of Imogene Barton, who went to be with the Lord on New Year's Eve. She was 91.
Wow.
And Imogene's the one of the ones that had the store downtown called, I can't think of it, Something Special. She's one of the ladies that had that, and that's been 30 years ago, probably.
I remember it when we first came here, so it's been a while, because we've been here almost 29.
Right.
So.
And then I just felt led to ask our prayer warriors to pray for the many families who've lost loved ones recently. Mm-hmm. There's been a number of people that I don't particularly know, but they've passed away New Year's Eve or the day before. And then so many are in the hospital with COVID. So many are home struggling with COVID. So let's pray for these needs.
Right. Father, we want to lift up these needs as they've come before us this morning. And Lord, these are all needs that are real. They're needs that are of the body. They are needs that are of people who are hurting because of the loss of loved ones. And so we're just asking that you would work in each one of these situations. We do want to lift up Nancy Elwood as she has been diagnosed with COVID, and we know that this is not a word anyone wants to hear, but we also know that you are the Lord over COVID. You are the Lord over everything in this world. And even though evil things come into our lives, you're still the one who's in control. And so, Father, I just pray for her, and I ask that you would bring total healing to her body. I pray that you will bring her blood sugar back down to where it needs to be, that you will just remove the disease from her body, and that her blood sugar will return to normal, and, Lord, that she will begin to feel better even now as we are praying. We lift her up before you, trusting for your complete healing for her. We pray for the family of Imogene Barton, who has gone to be with you. And Lord, she lived a good long life, and we thank you for that. But we know there's a heartache, and there's a place that is missing in the lives of those who knew and loved her. And so, Father, I pray that you will bring comfort and encouragement to them. I pray that you will surround them with individuals who will just be there for them. I pray that you will lift them up through the comfort of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, as they celebrate this life that has been lived, may even that bring a comfort and encouragement to them. And Lord, as they move forward, we know that we never get over the loss of a loved one. We move through that time, but Lord, we just pray that as they remember Imogene, that you will remind them of all the wonderful things and what she means to each of them. And then we know there are many who have lost loved ones recently, and we pray those things for them as well. It's difficult to lose a loved one any time of the year, but when we lose one around the holidays, it's a constant reminder every time that holiday comes around. And so, Father, be with them and bring comfort to them. And for all who are fighting COVID, who are fighting the flu, who are fighting cancer, Father, I just pray your healing touch on them. And Lord, that you will be with them, and that even now as we are praying, if they're listening, Father, and even if they're not listening, Father, that you will let them know that you are with them, and that you are guiding and directing them through this time. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetic Voice Ministry, 616 North Locust Avenue, is one of our sponsors. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and again at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then they have services on Thursday evening. Apostle Casey Elliott will bring you a good word if you don't have a church family. go check them out. Pastor Joe Thompson does cross-cut creations, custom designs in wood. And, of course, he's pastor at the Church of God here in Elk City. So, once again, if you don't have a church home, go see Pastor Joe at his church. They are a sweet, sweet congregation over there, I know. And I know he's a good pastor, preacher. I don't know about pastor, but I bet he's a good pastor because we've had him on here for years. So we know he can preach. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is another one of our sponsors, located here at the Promise Center, 321 North Main in Elk City. Just continue to lift Les up as he's going through this time of transition with the loss of his sweet wife, Donna. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or a home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Elk City United Methodist Church is located on the corner of Country Club and Boone, across from the Big Red Barn. Sunday mornings, our celebration traditional service is at 9, Sunday school at 10, and our New Day Contemporary Service at 11. Worship services live stream on our website each Sunday at elkcityumc.com. There you will also find past messages, more information, and our calendar. And please like us on Facebook. Elk City Methodist Church, real faith for real life.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power on the Rock Christian Music. Pastor Joe Thompson is our guest today, and our Facebook sponsor today is Spain's Construction Remodeling out of Weatherford. So, Pastor Joe, it's yours again.
It's mine again, all right.
It's yours again.
Well, you know, we're talking about the test of faith, and, you know, as you find your faith being tested, it seems like you move to new levels, and there is a progressiveness of the test because God moves you to new levels of faith with each test that you pass, so to speak. You know, at least when I was growing in school, growing. Well, I was growing, but when I was going to school, when you received acceptable grades, you passed to the next level. I'm not sure that happens all the time nowadays, but when you had acceptable grades, you know, you move from one level to the next. And I don't want to knock our school systems down because I know that there are more that do great things than not, but you always hear those other stories. But just as when you advance through school, I think the same thing happens whenever we are having those tests that come our way. God moves us to a new level. In faith, a new level of relationship with Him as we pass those tests. I have a saying when I'm going through a really hard time, God, I want to learn what you want me to learn out of this because I sure don't want to go through this a second time. and so that's kind of the way I look at things whenever I'm going through difficult times. I want to learn it the first time, Lord. I don't want to do it 2, 3, 4, or 5 more times. But we see that Abraham was moved to a new level as a result of this test of faith. Abraham's reward was that he was the physical father of the Israelites and our spiritual ancestor. I want to skip down to verse 16, 17, and 18 there, chapter 22. It says, this is what the Lord says, because you have obeyed me and have not withheld even your son, your only son, I swear by my name that I will certainly bless you. I will multiply your descendants beyond number, like the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore. Your descendants will conquer the cities of their enemies, and through your descendants all the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed me. And so we see here that God's already said this is going to happen, but this was the confirmation that God was going to do this through Abraham. And when we read verse 18, all the descendants of all nations on the earth will be blessed. That wasn't just the Israelites. That was you, me, and everyone else who comes to faith in God because Jesus was a descendant of Abraham. And so we need to allow the progressive test of God to move us forward in our walk with God and to move us towards the intended reward that he has for us. You know, it's easy for us to look at athletes and say, well, they got a bronze medal or they got a silver medal. But I will guarantee you that 99.9% of those athletes, even though they're happy they got a bronze or a silver medal, what they really want
was the gold.
Is the gold.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they continue to push themselves towards that. Now, we all know that there comes a time in life when a person just is going to begin to go downhill physically. That's not going to become reality all the time. But for the Christ follower, for the Christian, we are always to be pushing forward. Paul says, I press forward to the high calling, to the prize. And that was an eternal prize. And so we need to always be moving forward, looking for those higher levels. Even as we begin to age, we're not to back off. You know, I hear so many people who are retired say, well, we need to let the younger generation do it. And I'm like, well, yeah. We need to let the younger generation do it, but you can't let off the pedal either. You got to keep going. Nobody's ever been able to answer this challenge yet. I said, I challenge you to show me the word retire in the Bible where it's talking about retiring as far as being a Christ follower and moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know.
And how would the young people learn if it wasn't for the example of the older people
yeah.
continuing to sow into the ministry?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so I'm always for those who are wanting. And God didn't call us to just sit in the pew. He called us to continue to be active. Now, you know, our roles change mm-hmm. as we get older. You know, we're not able to go out and play basketball with the 20-somethings or the 15-year-olds, you know. We can go out and we can give them some advice maybe on how to shoot a basket, but, you know, getting out there and hustling with them, no. But,
I can be their cheerleader.
Yeah. So understand that roles change, mm-hmm. but responsibility does not change. And we need to remember that as we get older and move forward in that. So some questions maybe we need to ask ourselves when we're going through difficult times. What is God trying to teach me in this trial that you're going through? You know, that's kind of the question I mentioned already. You know, God, what are you trying to teach me? Because I don't want to go through this a second time. And when you find yourself in a hard spot, begin to pray, God, don't let me miss what you're trying to do in my life. I may not like where I'm at, God, but I know you're trying to teach me something. I know you're trying to show me something. So help me to see this. Help me to gain a clearer picture of what you're doing in my life, and then how you want me to use that help other people in areas of their life. And so we need to begin to do the hard work of what God is asking us to do whenever we're going through the difficult times of life. If we're not willing to do the hard work, we're going to repeat that over and over and over again. And you're not going to be able to move forward unless you can learn this lesson. And you're wondering, well, why am I not making progress? Maybe because you're not learning what God is trying to teach you right now. And then along with that, another question to ask is, what action do you need to take in the trial that you're going through? Abraham could have said, well, Lord, I understand that you want me to go out and offer Isaac as a sacrifice, but you know what? I think things are pretty nice here at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like sleeping in my old bed. I'm 100 years old or 100 plus years old, sleeping out on the ground is not just really in my repertoire anymore. It's not something that I'm really wanting to do, Lord.
They didn't have air mattresses back then.
I kind of like my home cooked food. Hardtack's not really good on an old man like me with four teeth left. You know, but sometimes God's trying to get us out of our comfort zone. What action do we really need to take? What do I need to do? And so go and do what God is telling you to do. It might put you out of your comfort zone. It might be hard to do. But go and do it. I was reading a article yesterday of this family that they moved to Greenland to be missionaries. And they did what God told them to do. They had two kids, and the wife was 6 months almost 9 months pregnant when they moved. And they had no support, nothing. And yet they've been there for 14 years and have been working with people, and they haven't reached a lot of people, but they've reached some, you know. And so if God's telling you to do it, get up and do it. And then another question to ask is, what can you thank God for in the trial that you're going through? If God didn't have bigger plans for you, you wouldn't be tested. So if nothing else, say, God, I thank you that I'm in the trial. I don't understand all of this right now, but I thank you that you have faith in me. I thank you that you have trust enough in me for me to go forward. And if nothing else, remember this. If you're facing trials, it means God's not done with you yet.
Amen.
If you're going through a trial, God has more work for you to do. And so hang in there. And, you know, even if you're facing trial on your deathbed, God has more work for you. Maybe it's to lead somebody to the Lord while you're on your deathbed. I don't know, you know. But God has more work for you to do because you're going through that. He's taking you through for a purpose. And God is always with you through that. So remember, testing, not fun. I'll agree, I don't like to be tested. It's not fun. But testing's always for your benefit. It's not for God to know how committed you are. He already knows what your commitment is. It's for you to learn to know how committed you are. It's for you to grow in your commitment. And it's for you to go through, when you go through things, to learn so that you can help somebody else. And so, if you're in the midst of a trial right now, say, okay, God, what do you want me to learn? But also ask the question, God, who do you want me to help? Who is there out there that I can help learn something, because I have been through this thing? I've shared this before on here, but when my brother was killed in a plane crash, one of my thoughts was, is, Lord, I don't understand all of this, but how can I bring glory to you through that? Well, one of the things that came out of that was that when we did a service for him out in California where he lived, I didn't do the main part of the service, but I shared in the service. And I got to share the love of God with over 700, 800 people. I don't know, there may have been over 1,000 people out there. Mm-hmm. We did a service in our hometown of Hatch, New Mexico. And there were over 200 people that were there. It's being able to look through the hardship to what you can do on that. And God uses you in the difficult times of life to do that. So remember, testing's for your benefit, and that God wants to use you even in the midst of your testing. And then when your commitment's on trial, remember to remain strong. God's going to see you through. We talked about that earlier, but I want to reiterate that. God is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. You feel like you're going under. God's not going to throw you a lifeline. He is your lifeline. You just need to grab hold of it. Make sure you grab hold of that. Hold on to the fact that God is there for you. We oftentimes look for other people to throw us a lifeline, but God is our lifeline, and we need to hold on to that very fact. And you serve God the best when you don't waver from Him. When you're holding on to that lifeline and you're through the midst of the storm, you say, I've got a hold of God. He's going to see me through. And then take the opportunity to invite somebody else who's out there with you, saying, hey, man, I see you're drowning. I got a lifeline here for you. come grab hold of it with me. Come get hold of it. Come enjoy this ride that we're on. Yeah, we're going to be going through some very rough seas, but as long as we hold on, God's there, and He's going to see us through that. And ultimately, when we go through all of these things, then our faith will allow us to dream bigger and do greater things for God. And that phrase is not original with me. My alma mater, which is Mid-America Christian University in Oklahoma City, that is their motto. Dream bigger and do greater. In other words, dream bigger things for God and do greater things for God. And so when we're going through those things and we're learning the things that God wants us to do, it allows us to dream bigger and do greater things for God. And ultimately, that's what test will bring. It allows you to, God is going to be with you no matter what, so you can dream bigger and you can do greater. So going through a difficult time, hang on. God's there. He's going to walk with you through every bit of that. And I just hope that whatever you're going through today, that you will be inspired just to do what God, to learn what God wants you to learn, and then do what God wants you to do as you're going through the test and as a result of test. And in the end, we're going to see great things happen.
Amen and amen.
And that's all I got, right at the moment anyway.
Monica's picked her mic up, so she's got her 2 cents worth, maybe a nickel's worth.
Maybe. Whenever you was talking about the lifeline thing, I had a flash of a life raft. He is our life raft.
Yes.
And when you're stuck out in the water in the open sea and you have a life raft, it needs to have air in it. Our faith, our confidence in God is the air that fills it. And if we have little faith, we have to remember that He remains faithful. And so we can grow in our faith can grow in Him. And as our faith grows, our life raft just goes big. And the way I seen it, it was just so cool that, you know, it was kind of flat. And then as our faith grows, it's not God, it's not Jesus that's lacking. He's there. He's completed. But like for me, whenever I was going through mine, my test or trial, what have you, I come out, and man, my life raft has a lot more air in it than it did before, you know. And so I have confidence that it's not what Monica can do or achieve. It's what He's already done for me on the cross. And the closer I walk with Him, the more my faith grows and the more air I get.
The other thing
if
about...
If that makes sense.
Yeah. The other thing about that illustration there that I want to tag along with is that, you know, maybe our life raft only has enough air to hold us. But as our faith grows and our life raft grows, then maybe we can bring two or three others who are in need of a life raft into the raft and, you know, help them out and get them to safety in God. So,
amen and amen. It's been a great lesson today. If you missed any part of it, go back and watch it on Facebook. If you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, take your iPad or your iPhone over to their house or send them to therockchristianmusic.com to listen to it. Great lesson that you brought us today. We're all going to go through tests. Always we're going to go through tests. But we just need to keep our eye on Jesus Christ, and He will carry you through. And as Monica pointed out and as Pastor Joe pointed out, let your life raft, who's God, let you be filled with the Holy Spirit and the courage to go on. And your life raft that doesn't just hold you, shouldn't just hold you, will hold other people. I was just thinking as you said that, one of my new tenants that just came from Missouri and stopped and checked on one of our houses and has moved here now from Missouri, does not know the Lord. And I've been visiting with her about that. And she had planned to go to church with us last Sunday, but our services were canceled due to the snow and ice that we had. And she doesn't have Facebook. And so she's planning on going this week. But I got to talk with her the other night and pray with her. And she knows she needs God. But let me throw this in. Some people that she's known that were supposed to be good Christians that didn't act very Christian-like were disappointing to her. So that's a concern. But she's seen through us, praise God, that good Christian people are really, they don't do bad things along the way, typically. I mean, they love the Lord day in and day out and don't have a fit and curse the neighbor because the dog came over and pooed in their yard or whatever it happens to be, you know. So I'm just believing that she is going to come to know the Lord and that she's going to get in the Word and that she's going to find a new life, because she is just really, she's 70 and she's really discouraged. And I'm just thankful that she came to Cheyenne where I could be her friend and could show her what God is all about and how comforting it is to have Jesus in your life. So some of you all that are watching, just pray for me in this endeavor that I can continue to witness to her and fill her with what she needs to be filled with through the Holy Spirit, and get her in the Word, and that she'll grow in the Lord. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth.
All right.
My 2 cents worth might have been shorter than Monica's. Hers was 5 cents worth. You've been listening to The Hour of Power from me, Neva, from Monica, from Pastor Joe. Have a blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.